This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline: comments to NMED needed in support of excavation of Lanl Dump C by November 6th. Join the effort to submit public comments in support of the excavation of a 12-acre unlined dump at Los Alamos National Laboratory, Lanl. Public comments are due to the New Mexico Environment Department by Monday, November 16th at 5 p.m. Mountain Time. According to Lanl logbooks, the dump called Material Disposal Area C, or MDAC, first received radioactive, toxic, and hazardous liquid, gaseous, and solid wastes in 1948. Disposal operations ended in 1974. There are 6 disposal pits, 1 chemical disposal pit, and 108 shafts. All are unlined, which allows the buried waste to migrate into water, air, and soil. For the past 75 years, contaminated waste has been migrating towards regional drinking water supplies. As required by the New Mexico Hazardous Waste Act in September, the department released a statement of basis in support of its decision to excavate MDA 16, citing examples of excavation of other alphabetically named MDAs, including B and P. NMED made the case that excavation is the most protective alternative. Please support the NMED decision by submitting your comments. The department explained that volatile organic compounds, or VOCs, are present directly below the dump at depths of approximately 600 feet below ground surface, demonstrating an estimated travel time of 8 feet per year. Some VOCs can cause cancer. Others react to form air pollutants once they are in the air. The department stated, quote, "For maximum protection of public and environmental health and safety, and to ensure that the drinking water resource can be conservatively protected, the department has determined that excavation, plume monitoring, and institutional controls, along with a passive and active soil vapor extraction system at MDAC to remove the waste and eliminate the VOC contaminant source detected in soil, is the most appropriate cleanup measure," end quote. Lanl's preferred plan included installation of an evapotranspiration, or ET, cover over the dump. The department raised concerns that burrowing animals and deep roots have penetrated other ET covers and opened pathways for contaminants to escape. Even with Lanl's quote-unquote institutional controls to monitor groundwater for 100 years, during that time the contamination would migrate 800 feet deeper into the regional drinking water aquifer. Public comments are due to the Environment Department on Monday, November 6th by 5 p.m. Mountain. CCNS has prepared sample public comments you can use to support the Environment Department's recommendation to protect drinking water through the excavation of the MDAC dump. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and to access the sample public comment letter, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, listen to all our podcasts anytime, wherever you get your podcasts.